Chapter 1. The palm-sized black toy lay curled on the countertop. Amber stood on one side of the counter, the other swarmed by the wide-eyed, upturned faces of six little boys and girls, their parents forming a wall behind them. Some looked as delighted as their children. Others, especially the fathers, appeared nothing short of harassed, all folded arms and pursed lips. Amber supposed she couldn't blame them for being skeptical and a bit wary during her toy demonstrations. They watched with dubious concern, not trusting the toys and trinkets their children brought home from the quirky whisker. The toys that seemed to move on their own, that played with their children for hours without showing signs of slowing down. Toys that couldn't be dismantled to replace the batteries when the toys inevitably stopped working in a year or so. By way of explanation, she would say, "Oh, they've got tiny computer chips inside that power them." And, "I can't explain how they work exactly. The designs are perfected by an engineer who wishes to remain anonymous." Besides, with their fickle, ever-changing focus, the children would lose interest in the toy in question soon enough, and her creation would languish in a box, or under a bed, or in the back of a closet, gathering dust. The spell would have worn off by the time the old toy was rediscovered. It would be immobile and unresponsive, as if its battery had finally been drained. Then Amber would have a new toy on the market, and the children of Edgehill would beg their parents to replace the ones they'd already abandoned. "Are you ready?" Amber asked now, bent at the waist with her arms resting on the wooden countertop so she was eye level with the kids. Her dark brown hair hung over her shoulder in a loose braid, the ends gently tickling her arm. She got a wave of nods in response. Her attention shifted back to the black plastic toy, this one fashioned to look like the curled, sleeping form of a cat. Its tail was wrapped around its body, hiding its paws. "Wake up, little one," she said softly, placing a single finger on one of the cat's pointed ears before pressing down. The tiny plastic ear gave a click and sank into the cat's head before popping back into place. Amber folded her arms on the countertop again, giving the toy space. The cat's head lifted then, blinking slowly, to the delight of the watching children. The toy cat's back faced her, but she'd seen the cat perform its tricks dozens of times, perfecting the act before she'd invited the kids to see it. The plastic cat blinked its round green eyes a few more times, then yawned, its tiny fangs visible as its pink tongue stretched out a few centimeters. The kids giggled. Childlike wonder in the form of wide eyes and slightly agape mouths usually overtook the parents at this point, and, as expected, the expressions on all the parents' faces, save for one, lit up at the sight. Owen Brown never smiled during a demonstration. Amber wondered why he continued to show. The cat rose to all fours, hoisting its butt in the air as it stretched, tail curled overhead like a miniature cane. Then it plopped down on its haunches, tail wrapped around its feet. The tip flicked periodically. The children erupted into applause, turning quickly to their parents to tug on shirts and pockets and purse straps, pleading for another of Amber Blackwood's unique toys. Amber straightened, smiling to herself. Owen Brown's young son turned back to Amber when his parents began a whispered conversation about whether or not they truly needed another one of these things.
"Miss Amber, what else does the kitty do?"
he asked, keeping his voice low. Amber rested her arms on the countertop once more, the wood smooth and worn from years of use. "Can I show you something special?" The little boy, if he stood on his tiptoes, was just tall enough to get his nose to clear the surface. She saw more of his mass of curly blonde hair than anything else. That mop of curls bounced as he nodded. "I programmed this one to obey a couple commands. It will only work for a very special owner, though, and won't work for anyone else," she said. Amber had started adding voice activation technology to the toys only recently. The spells involved had been particularly tricky to master. His blue eyes widened.
"Me?"
"If you want, I think I can get Midnight here to listen to you,"